Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Folks, this is episode 40. This is FIFA and the Outpitcher podcast. A lot of professional podcasts have the moment when you're talking and then they go, so I met a friend, and then it cuts, there's an edit, and it cuts to the part. I don't do any editing. It's all recorded. So my guest is currently sitting next to me. There's no other room. There's no other moment. There's no other day. This is the day, and it's the first time ever, this is podcast history, that on this podcast, there is a guest. Please welcome to the microphone, don't be silly, please welcome Nissa. Oh, I'll give you a build up. Nissa is someone that I've done a lot of shows with. I think he's one of Sweden's best comics, actually. I think
you don't speak Swedish.
Yeah, but I understand your rhythm.
Yeah, rhythm, yes.
Yes, and rhythm. don't mess it up by saying your voice, because you've got a very distinct kind of husky kind of Bruce Springsteen voice. You want to keep that back. All right, just looking at the figures here, we've already lost 10 listeners. 10 listeners have gone since the announcement of your name. I look at you as a friend. Here we go. We've got some questions for you. We've got some love for you. Hi, Nissa.
Hi, Al.
Thank you. I hope it's all right speaking English.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you lived outside of Sweden before?
No.
Never?
No, never.
But and you used to be a chef.
Yeah, but I only worked as a chef in Stockholm.
But did you ever get English? Did you ever speak English? Did you ever any waiters that were like kind of stupid and didn't speak Swedish?
So I went like...
Did you have to speak English in your business?
Yeah, of course.
You've spoken it before this podcast.
Yeah, I've spoken it before, even though it doesn't sound like that.
Okay. No, no. Swedes are amazing with their English. They always apologize. They always say that they don't know it and they speak... this is a fact, 90% better than most English people. No. So, you're a comedian now. What's your blood type?
Should I know that?
Yes.
You know that only because you got kids.
No.
Yeah.
But you
A or B?
A or B.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But there's like, I know E type, he's like a singer, isn't he? E type.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's like, it's good to know, just in case this pod goes horribly wrong, I ask a question, you stab me, and then I'm like, ah, grit the knife, pull the knife out, put it into your neck, and you're like, I don't know my blood type. We should know these things.
A or B plus.
A or B plus. Yeah. Okay. Not minus?
No.
Okay. So if you're listening and you ever want, is there a moment when Nissa Hallberg has collapsed and his blood is kind of seeping from his head, you know it's A or B?
Maybe. How many types are they?
I think there's 4 types. I don't know.
You should know that.
I don't know that. I should have backed that up with some facts. So cook to comedian, was that always the dream?
No, cook to musician was a dream. I'm an old jazz drummer.
Yeah, you played at Christiana?
Yeah, I never played Christiana because I got too high.
You got too high?
Yeah, so I couldn't play. But I wanted to play. I wanted to study in Copenhagen at the...
Jazz School of Danes.
Yeah. It's the best, but I didn't make it. So I got into Malmö, and I didn't want to live in Malmö.
So you did a jazz course?
Yeah, I studied jazz for 6 years.
What's your favorite beat?
Yeah.
What is it? 8/16.
8/16. You're out of your elements. You know that.
No. What is your favorite? Is it?
It's like the swing beat, like the ching ching ding.
Ching ching ding. Okay.
Yeah, no, the classic. No. No, the classic. Ching ding 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 ding. You know.
Oh yeah. And the whole kind of click the fingers.
No. Don't click the finger.
Did you ever wear? Do you wear suits on stage?
No.
Because you're quite. As a comedian now, you're kind of known to be a bit kind of just woken up, just come on stage, tell a few jokes.
You look as that as well, don't you?
No, I groom.
No, you're not grooming.
But as a jazzer, what do you call them? As a jazz player?
Yeah.
Did you have to wear suits and that? Did you play restaurants?
Yeah.
Weddings?
Yeah, oh, weddings. Played a lot.
See, as a comedian, I don't play weddings.
No, as a musician, it comes to a point when the only gigs you get is at weddings. So if you want to play, you have to play like Bon Jovi at weddings.
Oh, yeah. But are they... is it worse... do you do weddings now as a comedian?
No.
I couldn't... What my problem would be, it's their big day and I could screw it up.
Yeah.
Because comedy's so subjective that one person might like them and then...
Yeah, but your comedy would work at every wedding, don't you think?
Say that louder.
but my humor doesn't... It could really upset someone, like pissing on cripples at the big day.
Yeah, well, that would upset anyone. There we go. There's another 5 listeners gone. We're down to 3 now. But you're not that nasty, are you?
No. I always build up the cripple person first. Like, I love this cripple. And then just, the Messiah got mail.
Some post. And that's quite weird how you call yourself Messiah as well. Because you kind of, you think you are. How many tattoos have you got?
I don't know. Maybe 16?
Nah, you say that, but you actually know the answer. What a dick. You know the answer.
Should I count? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Good. This is great podcasting.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
And then the last one, he pointed to his penis. Yeah. So that's weird. Do you think you'll regret them in later life when you actually grow up and become an adult?
No.
And you'll be walking down the street and you'll be 70 years of age and people will go, Papa, Papa, why has that man got writing on his arms? That old man holding the beer. Why is he doing that? Do you think you'll regret them? No. You can't wash them off, mate. They're for life.
Yeah, but I don't give a fuck, actually. I like it. And if you just look at one, all of them are quite ugly.
They're weird ones. They're kind of prison tattoos.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think so. Because they're all
black. There's no colour there at all.
I tried to do colour on this bird here. You can see it's a bit of blue and a bit of red, but I was allergic. So
allergic to?
To the colours, I guess. So my I get a biceps for the first time in my life because the arm is swallowed up.
You're allergic to colours?
That's quite
racist. Yes. Yeah. But I think the fish, what does that mean?
Lipsil in Swedish.
Yeah, lipsil. Yeah. I love the way you...
It's a pun.
You always say to me in Swedish, as though... I know I'm a bit kind of behind in the svenska, but I don't actually know much Swedish, but you don't have to say in Swedish. But is it a joke?
Yeah, it's a crying herring.
Oh, yeah.
If someone... It's a word for someone who... Who's crying? You know, what do you call that in English? Yeah.
We don't know. No, we don't know.
We don't know. Knäller in Swedish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So they do tell a story. So is it a bit like Memento when he kind of wrote stuff on himself?
No, because he wrote stuff to remember stuff. I don't have to remember a heron crying.
Yeah, but do you look at it and remember, like, when you didn't have tattoos and you were a normal adult and you were employable?
No.
Would you get one on your face?
No. I always want to be able to have a shirt on. So, not on my throat or hands. But I really want to do on my hands.
I don't understand the hands tattoos. I mean, I can understand love and hate. That's someone who's got a bit of anger. Or it's now kind of... cool to have that, but I don't understand why you would.
The only reason I want to because I think people are like putting tattoos on their hands just to show
that they've got tattoos.
Yeah.
Okay, but you know,
fat people walking in shorts. During the winter, just to show off.
Goths wearing black. Yeah, in the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to show that they're goths. Have you got a problem with fat people in shorts?
Yeah, during the winter. Like, why Yeah, I can see that you. I don't feel cold. Yeah, that's because of fat. Don't wear shorts.
But it's a disease. You've got diseases. You've talked about that in your new shows.
It's not a disease eating too much crisps.
Your show's called... Well, it is a disease if you're going to the kitchen and just eating the whole fridge. That's a disease.
No, that's being hungry.
Yeah, but like, there's a point where you can't stop.
Yeah, really hungry.
What about your show is called Yag...
Don't speak
Yag
Swedish.
Yag Arhuk. You are sick?
Yeah.
I am sick?
Yes.
Do you feel you're still sick? Or?
No, I'm feeling better, actually.
But you're a hypochondriac, aren't you?
Yeah. I think I'm a hypochondriac.
I like that.
Yeah, you like that. Mind fucking.
No, I but hypochondriacs are always asking other... Have you ever met another hypochondriac?
Yeah, I'm laughing at hypochondriacs. Like, you're not sick. Like, it's just in your head.
You had a very good joke. I don't know if it's in the show, about mint.
Yeah.
That was excellent.
About heartburns.
Heartburns, and the doctor said, don't drink.
Don't smoke, don't take snooze, don't eat strong food, don't eat, like, fat food, don't eat mint.
Yeah.
And it's the first time I listened to a doctor, I haven't eaten mint for 2 weeks. You like that?
Yeah. I forgot the punchline. I thought there was a bit more to it.
Though. Yeah, it is a long bar. I can't tell. Or my only punchline, I can't.
Are you happy with... I mean, you just finished your tour and then you go back out in October. How has it been a touring comedian? Because what you do as a comic is you sort of start, don't you? You start as a comedian. I don't know if you had any expectation or any ambition, but you start and then you think, oh, one day it'd be great to do my own show. Now you've done it. Where do you go from there?
Sell out all the venues next time.
Yeah.
That's the next goal.
You sort of play two shows instead of one.
Yeah, or play one full.
Yeah, I'll play two shows with five people in them. At least you played them. It's all perception. But have you got any ambition?
Yeah, I want to like start studying English again and try to do comedy in English.
Yes. You do?
Yeah.
Yes, Why do you have to study English?
Yes, get my grammar up a bit. So I can think faster in English instead of thinking in Swedish, translate it, and just to get faster.
See, that blows my mind, that you have to think. I mean, I suppose doing a set is quite easy, is it?
Yeah. But easier if I don't find the word, I have to think of it in Swedish first and then translate it.
Wow.
Is it like when you're doing stand-up at Big Ben in Stockholm, the English nights?
Yeah.
You got a Swedish crowd.
Yeah.
And you got a Swedish comedian translating it to English in his or her head.
Yeah.
Telling it in English for a Swedish who has to translate it back. Isn't that stupid? Just do it in Swedish.
And then send them an email afterwards with Google Translate. That is like so many translations.
Yeah.
There should be some rule like, two positives is a negative. It should be two translations. Shut the fuck up. Do it in your own language. What's the what's your favorite cheese?
Ooh, my favorite cheese. I think it's Apfenstella.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. How
do you have it? On the cracker, melted or?
I love to. Just as it is, not on a fucking cracker.
Not dressed up. Nothing.
Then I like brie as well.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of brie.
Why not?
Because of the skin around it.
Yeah, you're like an old... you're like a kid. You're just eating the inside.
The inside. It's the out skin. It feels like the little bit underneath an old man's armpit.
Never tasted that.
Well, yeah. Well, if you have, you'd go, wow, that is quite similar. Actually, he knows his pits.
That's brie.
Yeah, but. That's one thing. We did the archipelago together. Archipelago.
Yeah. How do you say it? So, yeah, change it every year.
And you woke up one morning a little bit hungover. And my children were like, "Is he? What's wrong with him? What blood type is he?" And you made an omelette.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, I couldn't believe how much care you gave that omelette. I'm like, just throw the eggs in. But you were, this is a compliment, man. You were amazing. And that omelette, I mean, it was all right. It wasn't amazing. But I was like, you really cared for the food. You really took your time with it.
Yeah. That's why your omelette is just a bunch of eggs in a pan, isn't it?
It's eggs, yeah, and then a bit of milk and stuff like that. But you were like whipping and crisping and... Oh, it was good, man.
Oh, it was okay. You didn't want some tomatoes in it.
What's it like, though? As a comic, you're always kind of... When you go somewhere, you're always like, tell us a joke or... Oh, we're going to be in your sketches, aren't we? We're going to be in your sketches. As a old chef, do you get like, what's his food like? What's his food? All that kind of carry on?
No, people ask, that's like even worse than tell something funny. Like, what's your favorite dish to cook?
Okay, I won't ask that question then. Okay, no, it's cool. I'll cut that one out.
Because it's like, I don't know. I don't cook for myself. I just eat out. But
you don't cook for yourself?
No.
Why would you?
It's tragic, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's like if...
Like standing in the kitchen for 2 hours, sitting in this fucking sofa, just feeling alone.
But wouldn't you feel like... Isn't that like something you'd go, oh, I'm really good at that. I should do that.
No, but
it's like if
for the last past 6 months, I had a girlfriend cooking for her. Loved it.
Yeah.
But cooking for myself, can't do it. I love to cook to make someone happy.
Wow.
And if I cook for myself, I just get sad, like sitting here in a jacket, maybe a shirt, candles.
Creating characters.
Yeah.
Is the food ready now, Nissa? And then you run into the kitchen. Yeah, it won't be long, dear. That's really tragic, but beautiful in the same way.
Yeah.
Kind of like Schindler's List.
No, not kind of like Schindler's List.
Well, it was. It was a beautiful film, but also very tragic.
Yeah, and quite fun as well. When Armageddon is standing on the balcony, like, come to bed, dear. No. I should use. And he's standing, like, killing people from the balcony. And he wants to be
what
like
Schindler.
What
version did you see?
Schindler's Fist.
Or Schindler's Hiss. This is Schindler's Hiss. You know they do loads of hisses. What about... what's the funniest thing you've ever seen then? Do you sort of see stuff? How do you write actually? That's quite a good question.
How do I, my comedy is based on like moments from my life, mainly.
Very anecdotal.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, and... I write when I go to sleep. If I can't go to sleep, that's me being sober. If I go to sleep and can't, instead of like counting sheep jumping over, I started
counting to sheep jumping what? Jumping over a fence.
Yeah,
yeah. Has anyone ever done that to
no,
you?
No, I tried it once, like 13, yeah. 14, yeah, 28. But then I like start thinking of a bit.
Yeah.
And I used put it on a repeat.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So if I wake up the day after and still know it, it's a good bit.
Wow, that's a good thing. Because
like people like, yeah, write it down on your cell phone, and the day after I like
pistachio nuts massage oil, and you're like, yeah,
fuck,
yeah. Okay, that's a good That's kind of a good thing. I was going to say to you, what keeps you awake at night? Is it stress, worry, life?
Oh, I don't know. Actually, I don't know. It used to be... I had a quite messed up mind, scared, paranoid, and that kept me awake. But now I'm better.
Yeah.
I love to sleep. Actually, when you called me today, you're up. Yeah, yeah, I'm up.
But I've got kids, you see, so yeah. I get like 2 hours sleep.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
But I love to sleep most of all, but I don't like to go to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
So I can like sit watching movies until 6 in the morning instead of just go to bed at 12 and wake up 9.
Do you feel like going to bed you're going to miss something?
Yeah.
Because you're a bit Hunter S. Thompson, aren't you? You're a bit like Chase the Blue Dragon.
Yeah.
You're a bit of a party dude.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it party.
You're talking to the Coldplay of comedy here. You know.
Are they sober?
I like them, but they get a lot of hassle for being a bit dull. But I am just me.
Yeah. I don't like being compared to Hunter S. Thompson.
Okay. I'll edit that out.
I won't.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because people have said it so many times. But he was more of a drug dude.
Was he?
Yeah. Have you seen his schedule one day, what he's like doing?
He's dead though, isn't he?
Yeah. He shot himself in the head during dinner.
Is that why you don't cook for yourself?
Yeah. He had some friends over. They knew at one day he's going to commit suicide. And like
They knew?
Yeah, because he told them.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I'm just gonna go out for a while, and they just heard it, like, and they thought it was kind of beautiful because they were with him until the end, I guess.
And did he finish his dinner?
No, it wasn't much for the desserts.
It was. He got asked what was his favorite dish. Really annoyed him. What? How do you want to go?
I don't want to go.
No, I fear that. I fear that.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe murdered.
Murdered?
Yeah, like
something that makes the news, so you've got some publicity.
No, something. I don't want to get like, yeah, you got cancer, you got 2 months to live. That just give them the creeps thinking of that. They have to struggle.
It's depressing, mate. Yeah. I thought you were going to say something like bungee jumping
or
attacked by a bear.
I think I'm going to die in a plane crash.
Ah, don't say that. I've been really fearing since that. There seemed to be, like, every week there's a plane that goes missing, and I had to fly to Umeå on Saturday.
Yeah, but you never read in the paper, like, small SAS plane heading towards Umeå just disappear from the radar.
Yeah, but you don't, but then you also think, oh, maybe this is, maybe I'm the one, this is the one, you know?
Yeah, we flew, you know, I went to Finland doing 2 gigs, and we flew 3 times. And I'm just thinking of the German Wings pilot, like, who flew into a fucking mountain with a co-pilot standing with a fucking axe outside.
Yeah.
That panic.
Is that the kind of thing that goes through your head when you're flying?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm kind of all right then. I'm just worried about the coffee kind of being kind of like poured over me or something like that, and you're paranoid about that.
But the one that I flew, the one in Umeå, they gave
the pilot, what's the female pilotess? They gave both pilots, aren't they?
Yeah,
yeah. They gave them sandwiches and coffee with the door open.
Yeah, isn't that great?
That's how it should be. I remember as a kid being up the front.
Yeah, I think you still.
I flew a plane once. From New Zealand to London.
You didn't fly the plane.
I was in the cockpit.
Yeah. Then I've been driving cars since I was a kid, actually. No driving. Yeah.
You haven't got a driver's license?
No.
Me neither.
No.
Does it worry you? Does it bum you out?
No, but I can't take a driving license at the moment because I got caught doing drugs a couple of years ago. And then.
All right, mate. Keep it clean. This is a family podcast.
Yeah. I'm just being honest.
Be honest.
So I can't, I have to pay the drug test myself, and it's going to cost like 50,000 just that.
50,000 for a drugs test?
Yeah, you have to do it like for a year.
Okay, and you're going to fail it.
No. But I don't got that money. And actually, when I don't need that. If I'm gigging outside.
This is why we've got you here, Nissa. Open the door and bring in the drug test cash. Oh, that's bad news.
Yeah, but still, I don't think I would have one.
What would you never. Do? You'd never have a car.
I'm quite afraid of the thought me driving a car.
I'll be honest with you, yes. I think the rest of society is.
Yeah, it's like, I don't see you driving a car either.
No, no, no. I've also got, strangely, I'm quite a calm dude, but I get very pissed off with people.
Yeah.
So if someone kind of cut me off, I think I'd just drive into them.
Sounds like Morten Andersson driving a car.
Yeah, like road.
Yeah, he's starting to chase people, like if he...
Okay.
Fucking terrified riding with him.
Riding?
Riding that...
riding the freeway.
Yeah.
I like your style. Riding's okay, but riding is kind of... It's just a bit hip-hop. I'm not used to that term, you know? But it's cool. It's cool if you want to... Go deep down the valley.
That was me translating before I said it. Like, what's it called? What's it called? You see me rolling. Can't say rolling. Riding.
What's a perfect day for Nissa Hallberg?
If I wake up around 10, eat breakfast for once, go train.
Yeah.
I start to
That kind of helps you mentally, eh?
Yeah. And that's why I should do it 2 times a day now.
Yeah.
Because I've been quite low. But tomorrow, I'm back. I'm back.
Do you do weights or do you just run? Or?
Yeah, I started just doing weights, but now I've started to run, and that's fucking amazing.
How long do you run?
Should I say it in 5 kilometers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do 5. And then what time? This is exciting because I'm going to compare my time.
What can I do in like 20? 25.
That's going for it, man. That's quick.
But I'm dying.
No, that is quick. I do mine in like 15, but that's quick. No, I do about 30 minutes. So that's great. Do you need to be... And then you go to the gym. Then you have... What do? Coffee. Some writing. I'm setting up your day.
Yeah. In like... Before the tour, was training, then coffee, then writing. And then... Hopefully gigging.
And riding. Writing and then riding. You're the only guy I've ever seen turn up with a horse to a gig. Yeah. That's amazing. Do you need to be on stage?
Nah. I mean, I haven't been on stage for like 1 month. But now I really need, because you lose it quite quickly.
It's like a muscle, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know?
It's like doing push-ups.
Now this is going to get a bit heavy. But I hope you can go with this. Do you brush your teeth before coffee or after coffee?
After coffee.
You're an animal.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you do it before coffee?
No, it'd be stupid really, wouldn't it? Because you'd get the taste. I haven't really thought that question through.
No, man, of course, after.
Do you need breakfast. Coffee in the morning?
Yeah.
Are you one of those? Swede?
I don't ever think that now I need my coffee because I always drink the coffee.
My wife is like, she's like Gollum.
Both of you drink a lot of coffee.
Yeah, but that's only because I'm trying to keep up with her because we're having a competition. But no, we drink a lot, yeah.
You haven't, like, you had diarrhea since met, what?
Since 87.
Yeah.
No, I don't get, but she is like coffee and then needs the toilet. I hope she's not listening to this, but... But that's how controversial I am. You know, people say really vile stuff. I'm worried if my wife hears me talking about her going to the toilet.
That's me posting things on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
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 It takes like 15 seconds.
You had a go at me the other day for the amount of followers I had on Instagram. I find that kind of weird. Please don't judge me on the amount of followers.
That's only because if I post something on Instagram, it can take like 4 minutes and I get texts like 50, 52 in 4. Fuck, you lost it. You lost it, Hallberg. Fucking embarrassing.
Is that the voice? Yeah. I love people's voice of me. Oh, bloody Hallberg. Where would you like to gig then? Would you like to go to America and do some shows? Or would you like to maybe try London, Edinburgh Festival?
Edinburgh. I promised myself to go there this year, but I don't know if I've got the time.
I'm going.
You're going?
Yeah, August 15th to the 19th, I'm going to see shows. It's an amazing, it's like the World Cup of kind of comedy. But But we should maybe put together a Scandinavian show or something like that and do an hour-long show.
Yeah.
And do like 15 minutes each night.
Yeah.
Let's do that next year.
I really want to. Yeah, I really want to go, actually.
Cool. What is, if you could be any character in the Bamsey story, these are pretty heavy questions.
Bamsey.
You'd be Bamsey, would you?
No, I think I would be Brumelina.
Don't know that one. Who's Brumelina?
Yeah, I don't know if it's that actually a name.
Okay.
No, but who want to be Bamsey?
You?
Skarman.
Yeah, he's an inventor. What's the... I didn't even press the button. What's the future for Nissa Hallberg? What are you going to do now? Going to have a shower?
Yeah, today.
You've got a shower.
Yeah,
and I got a toilet.
Yeah, Stockholm shower is called, you know.
Is it?
Yeah, I can push the sink.
Okay.
And that's stupid. And my water is twice as big as the toilet. So they could use a switch.
Do you ever just wee on the floor and just then they think, I'll hose it away?
No.
No. Okay, good question. Do you sit on the toilet and shower?
Did that two times, actually. Yeah, like multitasking.
Wow.
Shampoo and shitting. Sham shitting.
That's the thing that you say in New Zealand is, I'm going to go for a shampoo, shit and a shave.
You didn't say that.
If you do the three, that's amazing.
I can't...
multitask.
Yeah, but nowadays I can't have a shit if I don't get a shower afterwards.
Is that with everything?
Yeah.
Wow, you've got problems.
No, I just want to be clean. Have you ever watched when you like done wiping your ass and you're like, now I'm dry, I'm clean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever watched how it looks?
No.
It's not clean.
I haven't checked YouTube for a while. So.
but really, imagine you put some shit on the wall and then you just wipe it with paper and like. It's dry, but okay. Still.
There's a lot of questions here. Why would you put it on the wall? Just to prove your point?
Yeah.
Look at my rumpa compared to that. See, it's the same. What a wonderful way to end.
Yeah.
This is the first one ever.
We did like 925 bars in 4/4.
Wow, you're jazz.
Yeah. C major.
Let's finish. What kind of beat do you like? Do you like this?
What's that?
That's 16.2.
No, it's not.
What's your favorite jazz beat?
I told you.
What?
The old swing.
Do you like, did you ever go mad? Who's your favorite drummer? That's a bloody good question.
Maybe.
Bonham?
No.
Moon?
No. I like jazz drummers. Maybe.
What about that movie that came out about the drummers?
No.
Didn't like it, did you? I think I've spoken to you about
it. Yeah, I like the movie, but no one has ever practiced in that way until your fingers start to bleed.
No one.
And there is.
I love the way you've got standards about your hands, but you're also talking about putting poo on a wall. What a wonderful man you are, Nissa Hallberg.
They like focus on the only thing that's important is to play fast, and that's
stupid.
Yeah, I think
that's why I say play football, but just be really fit. You need skill as well.
Yeah, great.
Made sense. Have you got any gigs this week?
I got Norra Brunn on Thursday. I got Västerås Wednesday. And then I don't know. Maybe something more.
Okay, I'm doing Capital Comedy on Friday in Stockholm. I haven't got too many shows.
What's Capital Comedy?
It's just, if you're not booked for it, don't worry. It's okay. I'll tell you later. You're doing Bråvalla, are you?
Yeah.
Okay, Bråvalla Festival, that'd be excellent.
And especially I'm doing a show with Magnus Bettinger and Henry Schiffert.
Yeah.
That I'm producing at Jungfrusund. And you can find those tickets at Biletto.
I think that'll struggle to sell tickets, won't it? Those two. Yeah, jeez. Yeah. Well, that's great. This is the first time I've ever done this.
Yeah.
Great
questions. Great. Like Triumph. Fucking amazing.
Are they good? Yeah. I think they've been all right.
Yeah, the cheese one, like, is...
Do you want another one?
Yeah.
Okay, final one. Is Donald Trump a hero or a villain in your eyes?
A villain.
See, that's the kind of answers I didn't want. I want you to expand on it. Why?
Your host technique are fucking amazing.
I think it's good.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's good. Well, we all know that he votes Trump. So that's the end of that. Thank you so much for listening.
Thousand bars.
This is the first time we've done this. This won't be the last. Judging on the feedback that you give me, if I continue with the interview process, is it worth having somebody else with me? Somebody that thinks his blood type is not important, he doesn't need a driver's license, and he thinks pooing on a wall is normal. It's up to you whether you think you want to know a comedian's favourite cheese. The perfect day for you, is it listening to Nissa Hallberg and I? It's been fun. So keep listening. I'll be back next week. This is the first one ever. Episode 40. Fifan. Hey, Dot.
Hey.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.